bring on the one and only Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jay, on the Stanley Vincent Gates Hotline. You were the author of today's newsletter that hits my inbox every morning at 8 a.m. And one, I love the title of it, New Football Season, New Protests. I have already made the vow to not complain about sports if sports comes back. And that also would include any social issues that creep into sports. But I guess the temperature of what's going on around the country in the city that you live in was the catalyst for you putting this out there today.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, just the fact that Colin Kaepernick demonstrated to protest police brutality. I mean, the message got twisted. People thought that he was disrespecting the flag and many, many other things. But that was the fundamental reason why he protested. And what we've seen now is that the protests that are going on now, the riots that are going on now, are for the exact same reason. And obviously, you know, it's easy to say that nothing has changed, but I don't see a way how we're going to have a 2020 season without somebody taking a social stand one way or the other. So it's probably better for the NFL to get ahead of this than it is to be reactionary yet again.
One thing, I was a little critical of Colin Kaepernick because it felt hollow to me. It's one thing to protest. I think it's another thing to protest and then advocate for real change when you're off of your playing surface. And I never quite understood what he was actually doing and the next steps that he was taking after drawing attention to the subject matter. But now I think you're going to see a concerted effort by a lot of different athletes, whether it's NFL, NBA, or even college athletes, to actually take steps for change.
Yeah, without relitigating the entire Colin Kaepernick thing, what he did end up doing was donating $1 million of his own salary to various charitable organizations. But he also went on record as saying that he didn't vote, which is really not the message that you want to send out when you're trying to get people involved in civic engagement. But I think you're absolutely right. I mean, kneeling without taking further action is as pointless as writing a Facebook putting a Facebook message, you know, saying prayers up or Black Lives Matter and then doing nothing about it. I mean, that's empty, performative dancing for social media. So, yeah, there has to be more attached to it than that. And I think you're right. My point was that times have changed very much in the sense that people are aware that social protest can and does happen in public spaces now. And I think that we're going to see a lot more of it. So, you know, it's kind of incumbent on NFL fans to decide whether they're comfortable with that or not.
So, Jay, what'd you make of Joe Lockhart saying that, hey, we were wrong in not signing him, and that Roger Goodell apparently was trying to encourage owners to sign him, but none of them eventually did it? What'd you make of that?
Yeah, I was not surprised. Let's just say that. I mean, he basically said what everybody had suspected all along. And I mean, let's be clear, there were valid business reasons not to sign Colin Kaepernick. I mean, you're not going to sign, and granted, teams sign domestic abusers, teams sign Michael Vick, things like that, but there were valid business reasons not to sign Kaepernick. What was disingenuous was the way that they claimed that he didn't have the football ability, which was just absurd. He was clearly talented enough to be on a football field, but to hide behind that, to use that as an excuse, that was what was really absurd.
We're talking to Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports, who penned the morning newsletter this morning. And I like that you pointed out that the young new crop of quarterbacks, they are, one, very much social media savvy and savvy to what's going on right now in the country. But you cited, along with Dan Wetzel, Joe Burrow, Carson Wentz, and Trevor Lawrence, three white quarterbacks unafraid to express an opinion on racial issues. How can that also bring about change where now you've had guys like Tom Brady coming out and signing petitions and other white quarterbacks taking a stand?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. If you have a racial issue and it's only one race commenting on it, it's easy for any other race to look at it and say, that's not my business. That's their business. And so when you have advocates from the white community, advocates from other races stepping up and saying, hey, this is about more than just race. This is about, you know, I'm taking interest in something more than my own personal views. It's a step, you know. People will take it more seriously, I think, if they have someone, quite honestly, that looks like them and is saying this. I think there's always going to be some people who are saying hell no. And there's probably, unfortunately, people that have already tuned out from this conversation because they don't want to hear it. Hopefully they'll be back for the commercials in the next segment. But the simple truth is that you know, there are people who are reachable, and one of the ways to reach them is through people that look like them.
So, Jay, is Major League Baseball going to screw this up and not have a season?
Or I love that segue, Vince. You're like, I hear you. Now let's talk about baseball. Because it seems like I'm going to fumble this one big time. Yeah.
Let's move on. Yes, I get it. I mean, there's no shame in talking about sports as long as you're aware of everything. But, yeah, absolutely. Is Major League Baseball going to screw this up? That has been the question for 50 years. And the answer is always yes. I mean, you can count on baseball to do the dumbest possible thing. It's a combination of arrogance and blindness and just simply being unaware of what the best route is. The current proposal from the owners is now, what, a 50-game season, which is ridiculous, on its face. So, yes, baseball has the strongest players union of any sport, and as a result, there's a lot more propensity for the owners and the players to fight, because the owners can't just unilaterally impose restrictions the way that they do in other sports. But yeah, baseball is in a tough spot because they don't seem to be interested in compromise. Both sides seem to be interested in their own point and nothing else.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. I mean, the fact that the players' response was 114 games, and oh, by the way, we'll start in mid-June with training camps getting back going. Well, I hate to break it to them, it's June 2nd. How realistic are any of the timelines right now? And if they are able to work it out, when do you think we actually see those training camps start up?
Oh, I think it's perfectly real. I think a June timeline is perfectly realistic. And they can say, start in July, 3 weeks of spring training and summer training, and go. I think that's a perfectly realistic timeline. It's just a matter of figuring out when that green flag is going to wave, when they're going to start, when they're going to go. And that's the tricky part. I mean, in theory, these guys have been staying in shape. You know, they did have 3 weeks of spring training before the coronavirus shut everything down. But in theory, they should be, you know, maybe not game shape, but at least workout shape. So we'll find out who kept themselves in shape and who used the quarantine to go and pack on a few more pounds.
Jay, I know you also like to get into racing. We had racing at Bristol without fans over the weekend. Brad Keselowski gets the win. Have you liked the product that NASCAR has been able to showcase during this time?
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. I think the only problem is that we haven't had any good fights after the race because there's not the crowd there cheering them on. You've got there's something that's, and I'm not saying that this is and it should be any different, but there is something lost when you've got two drivers pissed off at each other and they're going at each other with masks on. You know, and there's no fans there. You know, it's a little bit, they're like having a polite discussion. You can't quite tell how angry they are. Whereas if there were fans in the stands, you know that there would be calls, especially for Chase Elliott. He's been the guy going at everybody. You know there'd be calls for these guys to start swinging, and they just might. So, you know, probably more violence is not what we need at this point in our sporting life. But in terms of the on-field product, yeah, absolutely. It's been great. On-track product, I should say. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and I think it's been necessary.
Jay, should the NBA come back without all of its teams if they play some form of regular season? Are you okay with the teams that are out of the playoff race being left behind?
Well, since I'm in Atlanta, you know, my answer is please let us play some more games. But, you know, I just don't know how they're going to swing that. You know, it's just unless you have something like the NHL is doing where you have a little play-in tournament. And, yeah, I mean, I think that if you could set a start date and you could say, all right, we're going to start on July 1st, you could work backwards and you could have a play-in tournament and you could have a situation where you put those final, you know, two playoff spots in each conference up for battle, and then you give teams a weighted chance to get to them. But, yeah, I mean, there's a way to do that somehow, but it would be a shame really to have teams just kick to the curb completely. But if that's if it's the difference between that and losing the entire season, then yeah. Sorry, last place teams. Just wait till 2021.
I know. I just hope they expanded enough to where we get to see a little more Zion Williamson. I know you'd like to say that for Trae Young, but, man, at least give me Zion.
Zion, give Vince Carter a good walk-off, you know, I mean, all of it. It would be nice.
I'm going to be a Pelicans bandwagon fan. He's Jay Busby. You can read his work at Yahoo Sports. Jay, one, how can people sign up for the newsletter that Josh and I get every day? And then what do you guys have cooking at Yahoo Sports right now?
What do we have cooking? Well, there's so many sports to write about now. So we're constantly evolving. No, we're trying to figure out, you know, like everyone else, we're trying to figure out how sports fit into this, into these twin crises that we have going on right now. We have a lot of really thoughtful writers that I think are taking a lot of different angles to it. And we're also preparing the expectation that sports are going to be back. So if you're a fantasy football fan, yes, we've got fantasy football up live and running. For the newsletter, just go to sports.yahoo.com/newsletter, and you'll be good to go.
All right, he's Jay Busby coming into the tunes of Pearl Jam every Tuesday afternoon here on Sports 180. Jay, we appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.
All right. Jay Busby, Yahoo Sports.